the nyanim of the mabul for in the storm. The pasuk describes the tsura of the teva, so it says the different nyanim over there, the size and so on. Then it says tachtiim shnim u'shlishim tasel. They should make it three floors, bottom, middle, and top. The Chazal Darsh and Tachtim Shim Shishim, Rashi brings over here, that the top was for Adam, and then underneath it was for Behema, then underneath it was for Zvolim. I mean, we have to understand, Lemaisa, there was a lot of other Pratim involved. I mean, those things that the Pasuk brings are obviously very, very Chashiv. The type of Eitz that was made, the size, and the Kofer, and so on. But the pratim, there probably were 1,000 pratim, where every Baal Chai was and where they went and upstairs and downstairs. I mean, if you wanted to give a plan of the ship, it could be very, very detailed. So the things that the Pasuk points out, the things that Chazal bring, are obviously each one with a kepeda. So the Seder of Tachtim Shlim Shlishim is a room. You have a lot of room like that. It was made very tall. It was much taller than a person could use. So obviously it makes sense to make it into three different floors. But to make it into a different, to give us the plan that there should be, the top one should be for Adam, then the middle one should be for Baal Chaim, and the bottom one for Zvolim. I mean, however Noach decided, it would be okay. Once there was a nace that you could fit them in, so and what if you wanted to have a bathroom on each floor and have some animals on each floor? It doesn't seem to have any teichem to it that there's such a metzias, and yet the fact that they were kaveh at this as being the tzura of it, that there's a tachtim, there's a shnim, a shlishim, and that the shlishim should be zvolim dafka. Obviously, Bal Korcha, there's this inyan here that's very chashuv about this, about the way we're set up, and befrat the zvolim that's a major component. You have Adam, you have all the chayas that he was mufkar on, and you have the zvolim. I mean, zvolim are, listen, you have zvolim, you have to do something with it. But it seems to be a very, very intrinsic part of what of the Tzura Zateva. And that's something that I'd like to go into a little bit. There's a chazal in Brachis, and it's in a few different refinim. It says, La'eis mitzoi is It says there's a special tefillah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So one is Le'is Mitzoy is Isha, one is Misa, and one is Pesach Kisei. So Mela, the one that says Isha, that's where the famous Chazal with Matz Isha Matzah Toiv, Moitza Nisish Marmavis, that's the famous Chazal with Matzah Moitza. So fine, there's a certain time when you have to look for something, it's an Aveda, and you find it, and you have it. There's a second, Yema Misa, is also some sort of critical moment of Adam, of Tzuras Adam. Besa Kisei is something that Chazal stressed its importance. It's an important thing physically for a person. But Le'es Mitzoy, we're making an Inyan out of it. That this is the type, and obviously it's a play on the word soya, play on the word motzi, but what's the, that's in the same league as those in Yonim. The other in Yonim are critical moments, great moments in life. Here, obviously it's important, but it's a very physical thing, and it's a part of a person's regular routine, and so on. And Chazal stress a lot of times, Eza Osher, someone has a Besakise next to Shulchan. It's way too much stress on it and way too much spoken about it that Chazal should simply mean the physical need to go to the bathroom. That's fine. It's very important, and it's very important for his health that he do it when it needs to be done and so on. But Chazal seemed to put it into a much broader frame than just the physical needs of a person. There's a Tanit Velyo who also. Very strange on the yoh. It's hard for me to get a finger on the exact shot, but basically it's like this. It says it starts out with Pamachas Yishu Beis Medrash Agadol Shebeis Shalayim, and Talmud asked me the following yonim, and he asked Eliyahu Novi, three things. First of all, why are you happy with the Malach HaMavis? You know, what's the Chashivas of Malach HaMavis? Secondly, Mipnimata Masameach Beitzahara, and there's a whole answer on that. And the third thing, Amali Rebbe Yeshivas Beisakise Ma'inyan. What's the inyan of Beisakise? V'marti loy b'ni osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu liftas Yisrael min ha'goyim. There's going to become a Geula. V'hoya lehem yimoyis ben Dovid ha'Geula. There'll be Mashiach's times. V'yiyu shloisha dvarim halolo netulim en loylam. And these three things, they'll never ever need again. Shenem atzor amar doyli li ben shodai yoliv. V'kshana zeichim shloisha dvarim halolo nemevorchim, meshavchim, megadlam, katshan, levinas roshamayim. It's not 100% clear in the context what I assume that's what he means, because it's different piskus here, but I assume it means the three inyanim are Yetzahara, Malach HaMavis, and Beis HaKiseh. So again, Beis HaKiseh is, I mean, it's an irritating facet, but it's not something that should rank with Yetzahara, Yom HaMisa. The big things in the Geula will be that Yetzahara will be gone. Fine, that's what we're striving for. A person wants to be perfect, and we shouldn't have any more tzara. Good. Misa is a result of imperfection. Good. But Beis HaKiseh, it represents a certain bizoyin of Tzoros Adam, it represents a certain chelik of Adam that's not clean, that's not Torah. But the inyan of Bittul Beis HaKiseh, you have an inyan like it by the man, that it says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when we ate the man, it was something that it was it was nivla beivarim and it didn't go out, so it is something that we can attribute to a certain shlemus, but it's placing it on the same level as Yetzirah and Malach HaMavis, which are the central features of this world versus the world to come, and put in Beis HaKiseh also. One more nekuda. It says that the bracha that we make in Asher Yotzah is pashtus. The bracha is that chas v'shalom, if a person couldn't do it, it would be a terrible thing, and so on. Could it's certainly emes from a medical point of view and from a physical point of view. But breathing, you'd survive a lot less quickly on breathing. So obviously you can't sit and make a bracha all day on breathing. But b'chol ha'ifin, it says I call neshima neshima talolka, but breathing is definitely more essential. On food, which is as essential as that, the bracha we make is on the food, on the hana. And if we drink something, if we drink water, not the hana, if something's stuck in our throat, then you don't make a bracha on it. Birchas hanena, birchas hanena dafka. The pella of the guf is this inyan, and more than that, the tzura, the way Chazal, I mean, there are 1,001 things that could go wrong why a person wouldn't be able to go out to the washroom. Chazal placed a very interesting mahalach. Nekovim, nekovim, chalulim, chalulim, and the stima of the parts that are nekovim and chalulim. That specifically is what Chazal fixed the bracha on. Well, it's ki'ilu, it's not even so much, when they wanted to center in on what's the nekuda of Beis HaKiseh, it's the fact that the person's body has the kavim, kavim, chulim, chulim. I mean, we could have just made a very short bracha on the fact that a person can be moitzi what has to be moitzi, and that's it. The kavim, kavim, chulim, chulim is that in Tzuras HaAdam there's mokrim for Tvarim Stumim, which is the vast majority of it. Everything, most things are closed in. There's a mokrim for Nekovim, and a person, and woe unto us if the Nekovim hadn't been there, or the Nekovim don't function as a nekiv. That's the teichin of the bracha. It definitely needs a beer onto why the emphasis is on the Nekovim and so on. So I want to start with Nefesh HaChayim. Nefesh HaChayim brings a Gemara in a very famous Gemara in Megillah. He says like this: you're allowed to. The Gemara says, "Kol Letzenusa Asira Bar Meletzenusa Avodizara Deshaya." Every Letzanus is Aser, except for the sons of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah you can mock. The Chassiv, it says, Kora Baal, Kairis Nevoi, that Baal is a type of Avodah Zarah, and Nevoi is a type of Avodah Zarah. They've keeled over, they've collapsed. Kiloy Yochlu Malik Masa. They haven't been able to get rid of their waste. The word malate means to expel, like lehimolate means to run away, and masa is a burden. So you're making fun of them. The pasuk is a max avodah zarah and says kora bel koras nevo, that bel nevo have collapsed under their own weight, kilo yuchal malit masa, that they can't expel waste material. So that's kind of a way of making fun of avodah zarah, that not only do we say that these avodah zarah collapse and they're worthless and so on, but rather that the way in which they did it was in a very, very derisive way. Fine. But the Nefesh Chaim says, "L'chur lefi zeh yipalei me'oit seifet ha'inyan Hashem, shesiyim v'ani espol v'amalit." But the pasuk has a hemshah, so v'ani espol v'ani amalit. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be seivel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol can be memalit. And that's something that's pelas. So Chas V'Shalom, what are you saying about HaKadosh Baruch Hu here? I mean, and that's the thrust of the pasuk, not just that the end of the pasuk doesn't have a hesba. You're talking about this is the pasuk itself. That is what he brings, and he's masbirit by Richos in his perek, and we'll try to be marchiv a little bit more on his dibur. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the bria, he created the bria to be chaser, meaning that everything in the world is lacking. First of all and foremost, it needed a borei. No nivra came into the world without being created. That's one. The second thing is nothing in the world has an ongoing kiyum except by constantly taking in material. A tree or a plant needs to take in water and minerals and sunlight, and that's when it can exist. Take it away, it doesn't exist. A bal chai is achas kam v'kam. So one facet of the chisern of the bria is that everything in the world needs to take in things in order to continue its chias, air, and food and so on. That's one aspect of the bria's needs. There's a second and a more deeply less understood chelik of it. If a person has a car that runs on gasoline, he pours in the gas gets used up, and fills up the tank again and again and again. The same thing should have been true about food and drink. There is nothing in the world that will not kill a person. Every single michel in the world contains in itself substances that are detrimental to a person. And unless a person has a koyach to be marchikit, unless a person has the ability to A, sift through it and expel it from himself, the person is not going to live. So you have a person who's starving and then he needs to eat, but the food itself that's going to sustain him is also going to kill him, because everything contains in itself elements that are not good to a person. Just anything that the person can't, forget about poisonous stuff, anything that a person can't digest, there's material in every food that a person can't digest. If it were to stay with the person would just become overwhelmed by that material. That is the way in which the bria was created. Was this the way it was meant to be? It doesn't say clearly. It does say, however, that the man was nivlan deivarim. So I'm assuming that that's a throwback to the Malachi Asharis Tzoylin Basa and Misan Lo Yayin, that probably it wasn't like that. But Al Kopanim, we'll see in a second why. That is, the Bria today is that everything that goes into a person gives him Chiyus. Also, its Metzius is taking away his Chiyus. It's draining the person, unless the person can separate the two, and unless the person can get rid of what's bad. The reason why I'm not clear if this was by Adam Arishin, because very possibly this is part of the Mahalach of the Klala of Koitz V'Darda Tatzmiach. The fact that when a person planted grain, what came out was the food and the psoilus. It grew food and psoilus. That's part of Metzias Adam. That's part of Metzias of what grows in the world. And that's a result of the Chet. Before the Chet, that didn't seem to be psoilus. Going back even further, the fact that the Klipa of the Eitz Pri, had in itself, the Eitz itself should have been Shava to the Pri, leads one to think that probably there might not have been psoilus in that stage either. But it doesn't say, and I don't want to say what it doesn't say, but Akoponim, definitely the Tyravis of Eitz Adas Toivira created the Metzias of things in a person which would have it created things in the world which for a person would be detrimental and have bad things and so on. That's on a physical level. And b'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the guf. Nekovim, nekovim, chalulim, chalulim means that the guf does not retain everything. The something that's susum retains things. Something that's open filters things out. So we're talking about the koyach ha'odam on the one hand to take in things, and the second koyach in odam is to expel things, to take things out. So avodah zarah, the pshat in the Nefesh HaChayim over there, the way he's learning the psukim is avodah zarah has every avodah zarah has in itself a nitzus of emes. In other words, every avodah zarah is based on something emistic. It's only when the problem with it is that it can't process itself and weed out the toiv from the ra. Moshlema dava doima. Let's not take an avodah zarah. And let's not take an avodah zarah. Let's take something which is the way we think. A person needs to work to make a living. A person needs to plow, to plant, to harvest, and so on. If that's the only mahalach a person is in, a person gets caught up in that mahalach. And he's always busy preparing for eventuality and prepare for that preparation and ein l'davar soif until the person pashut collapses under that ideology. Every single mahalach in the Bria contains a nekuda of toiv in it, and that's why it exists. Like Rashi says, kol sheket that doesn't have any emes in it, it's not accepted. But the problem is the side effect of it. The chelik of it that's bad keeps weighing down the person. So you have a mahalach and the bria where the things that give life also give some sort of bad effect and weigh the person down until the person loses metzias because of these things. The Chazal say this is true not only of food. It's true of ruchnistik in yonim also. It says kishem she efshin ma leteven lebar kishem she efshin leteven bli bar kachi efshin cholim bli dvarim betelim. In other words, Chazal found a mushel. Lasid Lovot says bread is going to grow on the trees because pure Michael Adam. Today there's a koitz v'dada. So there's no such thing as bar bli tevin. You can't have wheat unless you have chaff, which is unusable, inedible. And therefore, the bria is built on an intake of things that are good and bad at the same time. So too, Lasid Lovoi, so too now, chalomos are me'ein of a nevuah, it's true, but it's impossible, no pure ruchnius comes down from Shemayim today. So just like wheat has varying amounts of junk depending on how good the crop is and how clear it is, so too chalomos, which are sort of nevuas, have a lot of chaff mixed in with the kernel of truth. Adabe, in most things that grow, the bulk that's not usable, that's not digestible, is usually physically a lot bigger than the kernel or the things that is actually usable. The peiros are smaller than the eitz and so on. So the bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the bria fell into a matziv, where its whole metzias is that it needs a bir. I want to explain it in a lot of different ifanim, and I think it's important to understand it. When a person learns, when we ask a person, I once had a chav of mine who was a big Baal Ma'ayin. He had a very deep and delicate avana, and he would take things apart with a lot of amkus and a lot of das. And somebody once got him a chavrusa who was a fine young man, but no shaykhs b'chlal. I mean, so his chavrusa would be impatient with him sitting and working over things, and his chavrusa said, you know, while you're sitting and trying to squeeze out the very last drop of juice, I'm eating oranges, whole oranges. So my chava told him, yes, with the peels and the pits. When a person learns a halacha, yeah, it says you should do this and this. One second. What's the circumstances? What's the tam adava? When does it apply? When doesn't it apply? If a person knows, al pishnayim edim yokum dava. One second. It's not true always. What if you have somebody that you say mecha? What if mesiach vituma? The klal itself is something that contains a lot of inyanim that unless you mevar them, you don't have the emes there. So the koyach of das and seichel is bir. The Gemara says, how do you define a bar das, a mature bar das? The test is egos venotel, tzor v'zorik. If you learn to be mafchin between two inyanim that are similar, and one is edible and one is not, that's a mahal. That we always speak that the egos is always a remez for klipas, or even the egos itself, there's the two different types of klipas around it, and then there's the kernel which is edible. It's a mashal used a lot in Chazal for these inyanim. And that itself is something that needs a beer afterwards. The koyach of Adam in Seichel, the koyach in Adam on the level of Bardas, also has this tzura of Nekavim. And that is the ability to be Mevar. It says Reb Meir used to learn from his Rebbe Acher, and they asked him, Hayitochen, you're not supposed to learn from somebody. So he said, you know, I rima matzasi, you know, I toicha ochal klipa zarak. That is the ultimate in das, the ability to be mevarer between things that come together but are not necessarily the same. This nekuda is emis, to what you want to apply to is not emis, and this that you're adding is bechlal wrong. That is the koyach of das, is the koyach of bir. When you want to determine if somebody's a bar das, it's not how well he can absorb, it's not how quickly he can be koilet, it's how discriminate is his klita. If everything goes in and there's no sense of ikka, tuffle, sometimes true, not true, then that person is, it's worse. The Gemara says it's yotza schar b'fseidei, because if a person learns slowly, but whatever he learns, there's a certain das in understanding, being mafchin between what's an important kasha, what's not a kasha, what's stamadiyuk, what seems to be the main pshat, what seems to be a possible pshat, what seems to be far-fetched pshat. If a person has those koiches, then whatever you're pouring in, you're adding garbage, you're adding junk, and some of it might be life-giving, some of it might be emes, but he's being weighed down by a lot of things that are pushed wrong if he doesn't have the ability to filter it and to analyze it. So somebody who's got, he absorbs a lot, but his power of discrimination is little, is faket. You're giving the person ideas that he's misusing and misconstruing, they're wrong. A person takes him a while to absorb things, but when he absorbs things, it's betuv tam v'das. So fine, what's the difference how quickly it's going in? But everything that's going in is landing on a bardas, it's landing somewhere. That's in the world of das and seichel. In the world of midas, very few people are rishayim gemurim that don't do chesed for anybody, and very few people are kulei chesed. Most of our midas are a mixture of 1,001 facets: pure good, pure bad, habit, trying to be good. It's a complete mixture of it. It's very interesting. When I was young, I once saw, and I was trying to figure it out. There are two mahalchim and avoda. One is in the Vardik, I saw in the Sefer Madrigas Adam. He has a chapter on birurei midas. I couldn't figure out what the word I've always heard the word when I was young. I said the word about working on midas. I remember looking and saying birurei midas. In the Ishbetzer Sfarim, sounding familiar, the word that's used for avoda is always birur. The word birur is the emes. Our avoda is beika, the avoda of birur. To be able to take and to see, you know, why is it that somebody like this, I try hard to help, somebody that I try less. I don't mean it as a way of nudging yourself, just so that everything is bad, that you're going to harp on criticism. But a person should, every person's activities have different components to it. And at least the first thing a person should be aware. The first should say, listen, I'm running to this guy a favor, and it's great. But, you know, had he not been so popular, I'm not so sure I would run to do it. I'm not a bad person. I would definitely do it. But understand that part of what's happening here is the fact that this guy is very popular and it's great to be around him. So definitely if he needs a favor, I do it for him. I'm doing this. Why am I doing this? It's the right thing to do, but it's also very, very exciting. It's like you're in the middle of a tumult. You're doing it. At least get the sense of it. Because what happens is, if the person doesn't have that sense of it, if the person is totally oblivious to it, if the person is clueless about it, so what happens is, let's say this person who likes doing things, and part of it is because he has a good heart, but part of it is because he's impatient to sit and learn. So he needs to do something. He's restless. So if a person is aware of that, then he's already there. Then at least I know. Listen, I've got such a teva. I'll try a little bit to tackle it and a little bit to give in. But the person is busy running around all the time without understanding, so it eats him up. His sachakol becomes involved. He doesn't understand to be mafchin between the two. At the end of the road, he thinks he's doing it because he's more and more of a bal chesed. The truth is, he's more and more of a busybody. It's not, is it you want to help the other person, or is it because you're really eager to stick your nose in a lot of people's business? And it's not either or. For all of us, it's a tyrovis. It's a tyrovis of toiv and ra, and it's fair game. And let a person be aware. Yes, I know that part of my instincts, I like to involve other things. Maybe I'll try to ease out of something that's really, really involved with people. Maybe I'll try to do something in a place where it's not interesting, boring. At least the person has a pesach to understand something. It's true even in Torah itself. It says there's a sefer called Megala Amukus, Rav Nosson Otto Shapiro. He was from the early Mikubalim. His farim are an extraordinary volume of Rimazim. He have Kabbalah, if not Kabbalah, like it's almost like a Ragachov it reads. But he brings the Chazal. He speaks in our parasha about Bavel, and he points out two or three things coming together. Chazal say that Adam HaRishon was created from offer from all over the world. The Eva that expels waste product was created from Bavel. Agovim Shel Adam HaRishon was created from Bavel. And he stoles it to two or three things. It says, on the one hand, it says that Bavel was the marble, the Mesei Bavel floated into Bavel. And that's why Chazal say, Kol Oichel Me'afreshel Bavel, Kil Oichel Me'Psar HaVaisav. The whole dredge, all the sludge, became mixed into the earth of Bavel. That's one that Kudish tells it to. It says, Shinah Shasham Ninaru Kol Mesim Bavel, because Kodesh Baruch Hu Bilal Es Kol Ha'aretz over there. So the school of Bavel, or the bed of Bavel, is that it's a place where the mixture of Tov and Ra is at its most powerful and bubble. That's really the meisei mabul, all the sludge of the mabul became mixed into its offer, and whatever grows there grows as a combination of the offer and of the meisei bubble, of the meisei mabul. That's where the makom of the tzuris adam that has that koyach of malit. That's one inyan that he shtals to, with a lot of little inyanim, remazim, not point to go into it. And the second thing is that Bavel is the place where Talmud Bavli started from. Talmud Bavli, it says, "V'machshakim o'yishivani." HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed us in dark places with Talmud Bavli. In Talmud Bavli, we grow up in darkness. The Talmud Bavli is usually used in the following way. The Mishnah is just clear statements. The Yerushalmi is very little Shakla Vataria, and much more like Itma, this in his case. He said this, he said this. It's much, much shorter. It's not only that we have less Talmud Yerushalmi, the style of the Talmud Yerushalmi is much, much shorter than Bavli. And for us, both the Mishnah and Talmud Yerushalmi are Sfarim Stumim. For us, Adrabba, Yerushalmi, we don't have Pshat Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is kind of up for grabs in terms of Pshat. The Mishnah, the Gemara says, if somebody learns Mishnah without Gemara or without the Rav, today, then he's Mevale Olam. He is a person who's destructive in the world because he's taking in a din, and the din itself as it stands contains a truth, and it contains things that are not true the way it's written. Without the explanations of when does the Mishnah apply and who does it go like and what exactly is the safest case? Is the safest case a Hemshech Dereish or a new case? Without any one of those details, the person is lacking the emes. Talmud Bavli is the process of sorting out the inyanim so that we're left with the tevin, the bar, and we leave out the tevin. That's what Talmud Bavli is. So Machshakim Oshivani is Bavel. Bavel is the place where there's a tarovis of all the different inyanim, and the Talmud Bavli is something which gets to the emes by being mevar all the different inyanim. So the nekuda over here. So let's go back to the Tzuras Adam. And again, I'm not sure if after the Chet or before the Chet, but Tzuras Adam contains in itself, on the one hand, a need to bring in material. On the other hand, a terrible chisaron, that since most things in the world are chaser, bringing things into a person, even if it doesn't contain anything that detrimental in itself, is going to kill him by the sheer weight of having so much material in him. That is the Tzuras Adam. Avodas Adam, and at least until you Moshe Mashiach, is avoid of bir. It's avoid of taking things apart, sifting it, and getting rid of what's not there, and keeping what is there. It's the bracha of Asher Yotza is made for that inyan. In other words, we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the koyach to be mevar toiv and ra in us. Nekovim means, chalulim means, I have something in my body that does not retain what's there. Teva Adam is to retain, to absorb and retain. And a person has a koyach to rid himself of those things that he's not, that he shouldn't retain. Those things that should not be part of his shir koyma. It's very interesting that the first bracha we make in the morning when we get up, and b'emes it's mashon the gemara before Netil Yadayim even, is Asher Nosan Sech V'Vino LaHafchin B'Yem Ben Loila. Actually, after Elokai Neshama, the ability to be in the bria of Havchana between Tov and Ra is the Tzuras Adam. That's the fundamental bracha. It's Nagir in a lot of ways, and understanding it helps. A person has to understand, A, whatever he learns and whatever he hears, it needs amola b'teira. Amola means chewing on it, understanding what are the nekudas that have to be learned and understood, and what is extraneous. Every time a person hears the mashal, if a person hears a mashal and a nimshal, the mashal contains elements that are not important. And if a person can't extract properly the nimshal, then he's lacking the ability to make use of it. All of learning is basically cases. This, in this case, the din is like this. Well, what is the nekud over here? If somebody will learn shchuna gavoya, if the only thing a person gets out of the sugya is that in shchuna gavoya, if he tainas I was shchuna gavoya, he has to bring a raya. The person has one fact, and he might not even be right. What is the taina shchuna gavoya? When does it apply? What's the essence of that taina? To what other cases can I apply it? If I can't apply it, if I don't have its essence, and I'm stuck, if it's only when the guy says the magic word shchuna gavoya, then he's off. The same thing is certainly true in agadas of Chazal, which kol kula require havan in it. In halichas olam, we get stories about gedolim. If you don't learn them up well, if you don't understand what's the nekuda and what's not the nekuda, then you keep packing yourself up with narishkeiten and until you collapse under it. It's understanding what is the nekuda and what's the tuffel and what's the useless part of it is das adam. And if a person doesn't have a das, he's not a badas, then the do lespe maispe, then he has nothing. And it's nogea very much in a whole person's mitzias of avoiding midas. Midas, I mean the wide scope of everything. Nobody has midas that are kula ra kula toiv. Everything you do, so when a person says l'mashal, he needs a break from learning. It's a valid point. People, different people. Some people can sit 10 hours and they need a break. Some people can sit 5 hours. Some can sit an hour. But every person knows honestly when can he move on further, and when did the break become an end to itself? When is it adding to his learning, and when is it taking away from his learning? Those are things that more than anybody else, the person himself knows. An outsider can sometimes guess at it. And a person has to understand, when he runs the idea by himself, he has to ask himself, you know, I think this too much, it's too much that I want to do something rather than really think it's going to add to the learning. Any cheshbon person has, any things people does, learn to be sensitive to sift out. The most salient thing a person can say is, you know, this thing that I'm doing has a lot of components that I wish weren't there, but for right now I have to do it. Fine, there's hope for that person. But the person where everything he does is kol kuloi, listen, it's the right thing to do. When we speak today, it says one of the things is that we judge things by roiv. If by and large it's a chesed. But if a person does enough of those things, then he becomes a bad person by the weight of all the chassadim he did. If the chassadim is being nosy with somebody, if the chassadim is becoming popular by people, if the chassadim is to be with somebody who's great or cool or whatever. So tachlis, he's absorbing together with the toiv, he's absorbing tons of stuff that if he doesn't have the power to discriminate, he doesn't have a way how to get rid of it. That's the inyan of this whole chelik of the bria. And it's part of understanding that's probably the focus of our avodah, and that's what Chazal said lasid lavo. It goes together with ra and malach hamavis. It's a chelik of the bria. Just the ra and the bria is there to be mafkin between toiv and ra. Malach hamavis is there kim ofat v'ofa toshuv, means the person himself is going to. The person himself needs a bir. Misa is called a bir in Chazal because it's mevar what part of you is the guf and what part of you is the neshama. It's the sharpest bir possible. The inyan of Beis Akisa is that same bir on the most physical level, and that's why in the kaima was and understand it. A person has three chalakim. He has a chelik that's a lekaimi mal. He has a chelik that's a tarevis, and he has a chelik that is. Offer that's chelik that's chumrius. A person's kaima himself is divided in those three inyanim. Like we speak a lot of times, we speak about the Mishkan. the head and the das of a person is, it's neshamadik, sichlius, neshamadik. The middle part of the person, the achila, splits. The stomach takes oichel. Part of it, it sends up as blood to the seichel, so that the seichel functions. It becomes machshavet, becomes ruchnius. And the rest of it, it sends down to the bottom to get rid of it, to tachtiyim. In other words, it's a beer. The middle part is called behema, nefesh ha-behamas of a person. It's like the tzur of a behema, which can either become niklat and adam, or it's nitche. And so the shniyim, the tachtiyim, shniyim, shlishim, are a reflection of the tzuras adam. There was adam on top, there was balchai in the middle, and the zevel on the bottom. The avoda was to be mevarer and to take the from the middle piece, the chalokim that are shayach to the upper part goes to the upper part. It says Adam, it says a tzipor, some shittas hold were on the top, because a tzipor is a type of balchai that says a person can live with a tzipor. It's less physical, it's more light and so on. And the zevel goes on the bottom. The avodas, our avodas adam, is that avodas adam, to get a handle on a person's maisim and machshavas and havanis and so on, and use kriyach habira to understand where is the grains of emes and good, that if a person's mitzarif to his mitzias, it becomes elevating. And where's the stuff that if he doesn't get rid of it, it eventually he'll collapse on under its weight. Chimes. What?
What's it say about Tzipor, the bird?
Yeah, can everyone take a cloth?